With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. The first round of matches for K-Man 3x3 basketball teams have been played at this year's Commonwealth Games. Let's check in with Radio K-Man's Dion England, who's courtside in Scotland.
Hi, Carsley. We had two unfortunate losses this morning. Our men's team played Nigeria, where we lost 21-17. It was an awesome match. K-Man played really well with the likes of Brad Lansdell and Brian Ebanks keeping us in the game with some beautiful three-pointers and one-point plays. However, for the women, we played against Fiji, K-Man versus Fiji. We just lost 16-6. It was a great effort from the Cayman Islands squad. It's a very good division K-Man is placed in, where it seems like we're a little more equal in this division in terms of skill level and talent. A lot of things to work on as we progress throughout the tournament. The crowd here, it's electric in the SEC Center. 3x3 is an exciting game. It's quite intense. And right now, it's the 3x3 wheelchair basketball competition that's coming up. So this is going to be pretty exciting. Reporting from the SEC Center in Glasgow, Scotland, for Radio K-Man Sports, I'm Dion England.
Ag officials are reminding poultry farmers to keep a close eye on their flock as the country deals with the coryza outbreak, asking them to set up appropriate farm biosecurity protocols. The Department of Agriculture is stressing the infection is strictly an avian disease and does not pose a public health risk, nor does it render poultry meat or eggs unsafe for consumption. To help local farmers, the DOA is, quote, actively procuring targeted infectious coryza vaccines. Once on island, they'll be made available directly to local farmers for flock administration. The DOA is urging all poultry producers to report suspected cases to their veterinary services on 916-2218 to set up testing. An update now on unauthorized emails being sent from the Water Authority. The utility says the issue has been, quote, successfully contained and corrective actions have been fully implemented. Based on the investigation, the activity appears to have been limited to the use of a Water Authority email to distribute a phishing email to a targeted recipient list. There's no evidence that any customer data was compromised, and the Water Authority has identified, quote, no ongoing risk related to this incident. Going forward, the utility says it's implementing enhanced security measures. The historically black colleges and universities, alumni, and I Love R&B Weekend officially kicked off Thursday night with a welcome party. But no worries if you missed it. There's still 2 days left of events.
Bonnie Moon has allowed us to come to their beach, hang out with the DJs and influencers, and welcome everybody to come hang out for the day, show the DJs and influencers their support in Cayman Kind. And also there's alumni and there are people coming from the U.S., so we also want to show them the support. We want them to come down and have a good time also. So then Friday night is the R&B Rodeo, one of the signature events.
Event promoter Rod Jefferson tells Radio K-Man that event tonight will feature R&B, soca, reggae, and party classics, along with a mechanical bull and a best Western attire competition.
We're going to do a R&B clash, beginning of the party, so everybody get there early. I got the turntable set up or whatever. Give one about 10 minutes to see if they can move the crowd and make everybody in the crowd sing. The other one gets another 10 to try to move the crowd and make everybody sing. They'll go back and forth, and then we'll see who moved the crowd the best.
Saturday features an R&B dinner and after party en blanc at Baccaro. For more information, head to kmanhbcuweekend.com. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Moira Alderson. China has warned the United States against starting a new trade war after the Trump administration imposed tariffs on more than 60 countries. Washington says it's acted because the nations haven't been doing enough to tackle forced labor, but many US allies say the taxes are unjustified. Leaders of India's youth protest movement say the government has asked them for 24 hours to respond to their demand for the resignation of the education minister. It follows talks with government officials in Delhi on Friday. That's the latest world news from the BBC.